6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Huh. Is that coming from that car? Yeah. Smells extra. Sounds like a Grateful Dead concert out here right now. If you know what I mean, the current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Okay, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm down here at the creek today. And a tree broke in half in the edge of the creek, and it fell into the lawn here, and that's going to be fun to clean up. I'm glad it's overcast again. The sun came up briefly. It's kind of warm. It's warm for me. There's birds freaking out in here. What's going on? Reach it to you too. It's 23 degrees, and I am now passing under the canopy. Ugh. And we're down here in the creek zone now. We're officially in the creek area. The ground is soft and muddy. I think it drizzled all night again. And there's that orange down in the ravine we can't get to, plus that yellowish green one. Okay, so we're down at the creek. We're going to get down in there in a minute. I don't know how long we're going to be here today, because I doubt there will be any golf balls. Why? Because I actually came down here last night. Let's see, there's some guys on the second tee. Let's go down in there. Yeah, I came down in here last night. Now, you're probably thinking, now, Tobe, why would you do that? Well, what you need to know is that sometime yesterday afternoon, shortly after Dubious Goals Committee, I took delivery of the little grabby tool that the emeritus ordered for me. You know, he heard me talking on the show about, oh, I need to have some kind of tool for picking up golf balls. And so he bought one. And it showed up at my house yesterday. And it's an interesting little device. I'm holding it in my hot little hand right now. Pa-cow! So we have the device. And it even has this convenient wrist strap. I'm going to put it around my wrist. Now let's work our way up to the water here, see if anybody lost any golf balls this morning. Oh, la-di-da, la-di-da. I see nothing but the stuff that I left down here last night. Yeah. So, wait, what about that one? Was that one? Yeah, that one was there last night. So what are we doing? What does it all mean? Well, I don't know. Sun's coming out again. I'm trying to look for some garoof barus. I see none. What does it mean? Does it mean we're going to go downstream? We can always try it. Oh, how did I get through there? Okay. There you go. Oh, here's a white golf ball. Oh, don't care. Nothing I want. A tailor-made number one. Okay, so the grabber tool is, it's a pretty standard grabber, conceptually speaking. It's just one of those thingies where you've got a pincher-like claw on one end, and you've got a pistol grip with a lever/trigger that you can activate with your hand. You squeeze the lever/handle. And the pincers close. I'm doing my little controlled fall. Got to get down into the creek here. Okay, this is annoying because some big branches got washed down the creek a little bit here and are now covering up some of the rocks that we need to hop on. Recovered. And step here. And now sandbar. Yeah, okay, it's still traversable. Difficult, but traversable. So this is the standard sort of, you know, if you're watching TV and a child on a sitcom makes a robot, it's the standard robot arm. Ooh, wiggy out birds. That's got to be owl business. We got birds wigging. Wiggity wig birds. Okay, so, standard grasping reach thingy, okay? The thing that sets this particular grabber apart is that it folds. It's a compact version. It folds up into three pieces. It's like a three-section staff. What is that? Is that a squirrel down there, or is that a marmot? I think that was just a squirrel. So, it's kind of compact. It folds up into this convenient... Oh, how long is it? It's only like 40 centimeters long, tops. But you can unfold it and lock the sections together using like briefcase latches. It latches together and... here's a golf ball right up here. Almost fell, but didn't. White golf ball. Insignificant. Don't want it. So, yeah, the tricky thing is now I got to carry the grabber and the microphone at the same time. I have no free hands to catch myself if I fall. Yeah, so this thing extends, right? So you unfold it and you get a 44-inch reach. What is that? What the hell is 44 inches? Oh, here's my squirrel. Hi, buddy. I see you. It's more than a meter. Let me think. What's 44 minus 36? How many inches is that? 10? And that's about 10 inches is about... call it 25 centimeters. So it's about 125 centimeter extension of my reach to use this little thingy. And I was so excited about it last night that of course I had to come down here and test it out. And so last night I was down at the other end. I came down to the culvert end of the creek where there always tends to be golf balls in the water that I can't get. And I got down into the... Well, hi. Oh my God, there was two squirrels right at my feet. I didn't even see them. And then they're chasing each other around making weird noises. That spooked the hell out of me. Because I actually walked past them and didn't see them on the ground. Oh. We got mushrooms in the old hensha tree. Oh, wow. What do we got? We got... couple of big things sticking out. Oh, very nice. We got two blind lobes, and then we just got this big old mushroom. Thick stalk. It's got cap that's 13 centimeters in diameter. Very awesome. Very awesome. And I didn't bring my camera because I brought the grabby thing instead. There's some more chasing squirrels over here. And there's just... it's squirrel day down here. Squirrels freaking out, running around. Okay, so I came down last night and I got down to the bank of the creek and there was just an orange ball laying on the ground. So I decided, okay, well, I'll test it off. I'll test it. What the hell's over there? Another squirrel. Hide in there. So I picked up the ball on the ground. It was an orange nitro using the grabber, and it worked just fine. The pinchers open wide enough. There's enough grip strength. Everything's groovy, right? What the hell? The squirrel behind me is all irate There's squirrels on the other side of this tree. What are you doing? There's squirrels down there. Look for golf balls, Tobe, not squirrels. There's a white one up there. No interest. I hear there's irate squirrels all around me. Am I about to be attacked by squirrels? What the hell's going on? Night of the squirrels. Except it's afternoon. Or is it? Is it still morning? Afternoon of the squirrels. There's another white golf ball over there. Is it anything? It doesn't look like it. Okay, ow. Getting eaten by tree parts. Okay, so let me get over this. There are... What the hell's going on with these squirrels? Pay attention, Tobe. Stay sharp. Dun, dun, dun. Night of the Skiarids. Afternoon of the Skiarids. Okay, they went to the other side of the creek. There's this guy behind me, though, making all kinds of goofy noises still. Okay, those guys are chasing each other now. I'm watching you, pal. He's on a log right behind me. Yeah, this isn't your territory. He's climbing a big tree. Okay, so anyway. After I picked up the orange ball as a test of function and was pleased with the results, I then started walking upstream a little bit when I saw the ultimate test, the exact test, the perfect test of what the hell we're always complaining about. That's right, there's a golf ball in the water. There was a red golf ball in the water, and it was in deep water, about a foot of water, in a spot where we can't get down to the creek because the banks are so sharp and steep. Ugh, I just jumped down. And squirrels down there too. What the hell's going on down here today? There's a white ball in the water I have no interest in. And so, it was the perfect test. It was the perfect in situ test. There's a squirrel on this tree too, looking at me like I'm the criminal. The hell's going on down here today? Squirrel day afternoon. Anyway, yeah, it was right down there. It was right by that tree. So anyway, there's a pink right here behind this bike. I'm going to have to extend the tool to get it, though. Or can I bend over and get it? No. Tobe, aren't you just looking for excuses to deploy your new toy? Yes, I am. The only way this would be better is if you could just flick it open. Like a flick knife or a switchblade or something like that, because I'm now realizing that having to assemble this one-handed is impossible. And if you're holding a microphone in one hand, okay, this looks like a Callaway pink under here. Bugs in my face. That's exactly what it is. It's Callaway pink. Grabs it. I'm going to drop it in the water because it's all dirty. And now we got to step over here and wash it off. Anyway, to make a long story short, I grabbed onto the tree and I leaned out over the water. And I dipped my tool down into the water, corralled that ball, squeezed the trigger, and pulled up a Callaway red. No effort at all for something that used to be impossible. I can hear you squirrels over there. I'm getting a little freaked out. Are the squirrels here to get me? Am I squirrel paranoid? Am I gonna be able to climb up the bank with no free hands? Yeah, we're good. It's not that slick. Okay, I'm back up on the original bank. And we're actually approaching the tree where I pulled off this miraculous rescue of golf ball. It was right here. And I just went, doink. And there's a couple more golf balls down here today. White ones in the water. That I don't have any interest in, do I? Let's get a little bit closer to this one. Double check it, make sure it's not something, you know, truly exotic. Doesn't seem to be. And we're basically done at the other end. We have traversed the creek. We did get enough water down here to wash the bank and, you know, move more flotsam down there. So now the culvert is completely blocked. You can't even see into it anymore. And, la-dee-da. Don't see any golf balls on the opposite bank or anything. Yeah, so last night I pulled out, what, two pinks and a red, two oranges. And that's why there's no golf balls down here today. Wait a minute. Can you hear that? Let me move the microphone up here closer. Is this a creek synth? I think this is a creek synth. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, we got some Creek synth here today. And the Creek synth, trying to adjust it here, very clearly has a bit collider involved. Ooh, that's weird. I wonder if we can sync this up in any way, shape, or form. What the hell is it? Nobody knows. Trying to make it into something vaguely coherent and or usable. What the hell? Okay. That's a maybe.
Let's do stuff.
Okay, let's see if this'll clock. Not really. See, the thing of it is we can't actually clock it. I'm just sending triggers out to it, and then I'm using those triggers to reset the LFO on the bit collider. Not quite. Okay, glitchy and really weird. Up there. Yeah, no. Huh. Well, let's take out this jumper and go like this. Okay. Push some buttons here. This is great and all, but guess what? This is the
end. This is the end of the line for me.
That's what I was going to say.
The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. And you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that looks for golf balls in the creek and plays the creek synth every day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. We're going out on synth.